Hello, how can I help you?
Hello, is Thomas there?
Reno, who is speaking?
This is Jeff.
Jeff. Hi, Jeff. How are you? You okay?
Yes. Good. Is this Thomas?
Yeah, I'm disconnecting you.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, how's it going?
Good. Now, is this Thomas?
Yeah, this is Thomas. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I've just been in meetings all day today. Anyway,
so
I've gone to those sample websites you sent me, and the Hope one, what would something like that cost us? You know, like I said, we have one that's been on online for years and nobody's done with.
Okay.
Probably 10 or 12 years ago.
Okay.
And you click on it and it's just ugly. And nobody's maintained it, so the trustees kind of threw it on my lap and said, Jeff, see what you can come up with. And I did like the whole, which one you sent me, that one. So that's what I'm curious, something like that web page, maybe not as big, but something similar to that. I could get you all the information you would need, but I'm just trying to ballpark so I can go back and say, hey, I need a budget of this big.
Well, sir, to be very honest with you, we have been in this industry for like more than 10 years now, and especially for churches and nonprofit organizations, we try to work under the organization's budget, and we have a certain like totally different packages for non-profit organizations because like we do not charge the actual cost. So like this is a win-win situation for you. So like if you guys can share like a certain budget that you guys are working with, and we will try to like customize deal for you, and we will definitely be providing you best possible work. And if it comes to the design of Hope, they also followed the same practice. Like they shared their budget, and like they have spent like some more money later down the road because the first amount that they paid for the design and development of the website with similar features, which is added on the site, they paid around like $1,300. Like I'm not quite sure, but like definitely within $1,500. I'm not exactly sure about the total money. Like, could be $1,002 because they paid a front cost of like a little amount, and then they paid for another services that they wanted in the future. Let's say social
media. We want to be able to add to it as we go too. So we probably start with something basic.
Sure.
And so I just need to come up with a figure to put in front of the trustees and let them say, yes, we have a long part. Let's give you the perfect for this amount.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be that. You know, because that's a pretty good web page. It tells you a whole lot. I should send you the link what we have now so you can just see.
Definitely. Can you reply me back to that email that I sent you?
Yes, I will. I'll go online and see because it's highlandhills.baptist.communitychurch.org. But I'll send you the link to it.
How about you do this? Do you have my website link? Can you visit my website, please? Robust Web Designs?
Yes.
Yeah, can you please do
go
it right
to your
now?
Website.
So, yeah, go to my website and let's connect on the chat, and you can send me the website on that chat window, okay?
All right. I'll do that right now while I'm sitting in my office before somebody calls me away.
Okay, sure.
All right, I'll do that right now.
Perfect. Sounds good. You can stay on the phone as well if you want to.
Okay.
Perfect.
I'm on the phone.
All right. Great.
I am logging on to my other email address.
Where I sent you that email?
Yes.
Okay. And if you go to that email, down to the bottom, you'll see the link to the website.
All right.
in my signature.
All right, sign in. You know, I type the password and it goes too fast and it won't log on. So here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm on it. Robust web designs, right?
That's right. I think I got you. I'm sending you a message.
Oh,
hi
there. Yep, you're there.
Awesome. Okay, now you can send me that website you're talking about.
I hope that was it. Let me just look.
Okay. Highland Hills.
Yes, I just want to make sure I... Oh, it's just HighlandHillChurch.org.
Okay, I think it's, where it's located? It's in Glasgow, Kentucky.
Tacoma, Washington.
It's
in... Tacoma
in. Okay, just a moment. Okay, got it. All right, so this is a site that I got. Let me send you the link to. So it's not like Highland Hills Community Church. It's HighlandHillChurch.org, I think so, correct?
Well, yeah, but it's Highland Hill Community Church.
Yep. Okay, so do you need something like this?
We'd like it a little bit more to pop so when somebody goes to it.
Okay. All right. And how about Hope Fellowship Church website that I gave you?
Yes, I've been on that one.
You like that one, right?
I do like that one. It doesn't have to be that big to start with, but if we could get something to start with and then...
Similar to that one.
Yeah.
Understood. Understood. I totally get your point where you're coming from. We can definitely work on that for you. So the major features... Go ahead.
We have a congregation of about 50 church members right now, older church members, and they're all dying off.
Okay.
So we want something that's going to pop to bring people in.
Okay. Sure. Sure, that is 100% possible. We would love to work on that for you, and definitely you can start the basic one, and we can definitely help you out with that too. And the pages that you would require, I think, like that would be...
Hold on 1 second, Thomas.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, thanks, Wade. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. So I think, like, the pages you would require, that would be around, like, 6 to 7 or maybe, like, around 10 pages. Why I'm asking you this? Because about us, who we are, what we believe, leadership, contact us, partnering churches, 5 pages. Then, worship, what to expect, connect, like connect with the membership, connect with the events, what's the news, the calendar, and if you're ESL classes, if you're giving such, so, and the last one would be the donate option. So the donate option could also be integrated onto your website. So people who are really like want to donate something through the website, that would be much easier for them how they can do it. They can simply click on it, and they can simply go ahead and get that paid with the help of their credit card, debit card, Cash App, PayPal, Venmo, Apple Pay, Google Pay, whatever options that you want. We will be integrating all of that onto your website. So that will be much easier for people to pay you.
Okay.
And if we talk about the whole process, I sent you an email about the process. Let me explain you with the process as well. So it's going to be, the first will be like I will sign you up and with the package that we are going to talk about. After that, we will be assigning this project to the team who will be working with you on this project. And they will be taking care of the first step, that is sending you the questionnaire. The questionnaire will be sent out to you, which will ask you a few questions like the colors you need to see, the information you need to put on, some additional details about the business and the church, and then you can simply go ahead and send it back to the team. Once you do it, we will go ahead and work on the initial look of the website. Initial look means like the initial layout of the website, that how your website's going to look like. So once you approve it, then we will go to the next step, which is adding the contents to the website, such as photos, videos, some additional written verbiage on the website about the church, so we can write everything about it, work on the integrations, payment integrations, the social media designs will be done for the church itself. Like, we will design a social media page like Facebook, Instagram. By using that page, if you guys want to go do the live broadcasting of the church on the internet, you can also do that through your social media, and it will be available on the website.
Right. If you look on the webpage, they have a Zoom link up for that.
Exactly.
Zoom, but
yep.
It's just audio. It's not no visual in that. When I lived in Alaska with the church I went to up there,
mm-hmm.
I videoed the sermons every Sunday, and I added them. So anybody could go to YouTube and watch them. I put that on the webpage they had up there.
Right.
But, you know, so I want to be able to, you know, if you look at what's on there now, I think June 20th, 3 years ago, or July 20th, was the last time anybody did anything to that website. And
mm-hmm.
that wasn't me. That was somebody else. And I don't even think they're at that church anymore.
Okay, and if I click on Join Highland via Zoom meeting, and you say it's just audio. It doesn't go with the video.
It's just audio because we have no camera there. So
okay.
That wouldn't be that hard to do for us to put a camera in.
Okay, sure. Sure, that'll be it. So, like, yeah, definitely we can get that up and running for you. And are you guys, like, working on a deadline? How soon do you need it?
You know, it's been so long since we had one, and to be honest with you, we're in the process of getting a new pastor.
Okay.
The pastor we have now is going to retire in a few months.
Okay.
So, you know, we got a little bit of time for us to get this going, I think.
Because, you know, to be very honest with you, a church's website, we like heavily focus on each and everything on these kind of websites to make sure everything is top notch, and you already saw our work quality, like what sort of quality that we produce. So like that takes time, definitely. Like if somebody's offering you for like a website in a week, that is definitely impossible. You'll get like a very bad quality work. So now I think like a month or a month and a half could be the best deadline. So what do you think? Like, is that okay?
That would probably be absolutely perfect.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. That'll be great. We can work on that. Okay, so now coming to the pricing. So could you please tell me, like, what sort of budget that you guys are working with? If I say, to start with. I'm sure, like, we're going to start basic one, but still, like, I would need to know. Is there anything, like you want to spend? And I will try my best to, like, do that under the budget. Because now I know it's a church, so there must be a budget that you guys will be working with.
No, they've never had a web page budget. That's probably why nobody's maintained it. I would say for a basic page starting out, I could probably get the trustees to $300-$700 to start with and then add from there.
Okay. You know, like, I will be honest with you. Like, in total, like a website like Hope, it's going to cost you around, like, $1,200 to $1,300 in total, with additional features. But I will go ahead and sign you up with the basic so you do not have to pay more money. So you can just, like, put down, like, $600 to $700 within your budget. We will design, develop the complete website for you with all the features that I have mentioned already. Later down the road, if you guys are planning to, like, add that camera that you told me, then we can do the live broadcasting of, like, with videos and, like, perfect quality work. So later down the road, you can put down just like some more money, like $300-$400 more, and we will just like do that integration. But to make the website designing and live and social media integration and all the features, donate option, payment integration, everything, I'll do it for you within your budget. Okay?
All right. So let me run this by my trustee. I'm going to see him Sunday morning, and can I shoot you an email, and we'll figure out where we're going to go.
No, definitely. You can send me an email, like right now, in reply to that email that I sent out to you, and you can speak over to the trustee on Sunday, and Monday morning we'll start working.
All right.
Sounds good.
Well, Thomas, thank you. You've opened my eyes, and when you sent me that one, because we're also a Baptist church.
Okay.
And we changed it to Highline Hills Community Church, but
okay,
we're a Baptist church.
Cool. All right.
Yes, I will do that, and then I will get the approval for this on Sunday because we have church Sunday, and I will just meet with my trustees and get the ball rolling.
Definitely, sounds like a plan to me. I will do the preparations from my end, and I'll get my team on board. We'll be ready, and we will be just waiting for your approval on Monday. And as soon as you guys are ready, I will guide you what are the next steps, and we'll proceed from there. And if you need to know anything, just send me an email.
All right. Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
No problem, sir. Really nice speaking with you. Looking forward to working with you in the future.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Goodbye.